This is CBiz Media and ADI Entertainment's The Mix.
Hey, this is Irene with CBiz Media, and I want to talk a little bit about a testimony that I heard from Betty Price from Ever Increasing Faith Ministries. Her husband is Apostle Price, and her son is Pastor Price. So I wanted to share a little bit about her testimony when it comes to cancer and my thoughts on it.
Get ready for a mix of music, talk, community, and so much more right here on The Mix.
So I heard a powerful testimony by Betty Price, First Lady of Ever Increasing Faith Ministries. And I kind of wanted to share a little bit of that testimony. She's a cancer survivor. And at the time of her diagnosis, she didn't want to listen to the doctors and she didn't want to take any of their care. And to me, it sounds as if she was really just going to trust in the Lord and try to have faith in him that he would get her out of this situation. Well, she ended up having to return to the doctor. And when she returned, she couldn't walk. She returned because her tumor got so large that it went down her leg. I can't remember exactly what type of cancer she had, but her tumor got so large that it went down through her leg, which was causing her to not even be able to walk. So she had to be rolled in by a wheelchair. And at that point, she decided to take the doctor's care. And she even admitted that she wasn't doing all the best things for her health either while she was going through that diagnosis. So it sounds like to me she was just having, you know, blind faith in God, just saying, well, God's going to get me through anything and there's nothing really that I have to do in order for this to get better because God's going to do it all and there's no way that he's going to let me go through this. And I could completely understand how she felt as a woman of God. Myself, you know, not perfect by any means, but having a walk with God for most of my life. And when I received my cancer diagnosis, I was completely shocked. It had gotten so far gone that I had to act immediately. So it was not a lot of thought with me saying, oh, well, I'm not going to take the medicine and I'm not going to do this or that, because the tumor was growing and I could see it growing, and it was really no time for me to even process what was happening. It was just like, I'm going to get this medical care and pray that God gets me through this medical care, because we know that cancer and the medicines and everything can be very, the medicines can be very invasive to the body and can cause damage to the body. And some people have more complications from the medicine than the cancer itself. So it was a very difficult time for me because I felt like I was just thrown in. I didn't have the time to say, oh, let me go home and see if I want to do this. Like, it was like a life or death emergency situation for me. And not having health care at the time and trying to get health care and all of these things, it made it even longer for the process for me to get the help I needed. So, but a part of me was thinking like her, just the fact that why would God even give me cancer? How is this possible? I could lose a body part from this cancer, and why would God even let me go through all of this? Because I'm supposed to be his child. And all of those things went through my head. And I think about a lot of the church people, and they give you that feeling that, hey, you don't need the doctors. God will just heal you. Like, my experience with church people, that's what it's like. You know, you'll just be miraculously healed. And then there's sometimes a feeling where when you get sick like that, that maybe it's something that you're doing wrong, and that's probably why you got sick in the first place. And all of these different things come up. And being a child of God, you just want God to work that miracle and snap his majestic fingers or whatever and wave his wand, even though I know he doesn't have a wand, and you just want that miracle to take place, and you just want to be like in the Bible stories and like, God, why is that not happening for me? And I'm glad that she was able to get the help that she wanted, but that she really needed. But some of us have to snap out of that idea of God's gonna do it this way. It's all the idea of God is gonna work it out this way. He's gonna do like the Bible days. He's gonna do this in my life. And we set our minds up and ourselves up for that type of situation where, hey, I don't need the doctors, but we have to know that God works through the doctors. And he works to put that healing for you in that way. So it's not as if God failed you because you didn't get the miracle the way you wanted. You still received your healing. And without God being able to give you that healing power that he puts in our bodies, we still would not even be able to heal. But the doctors assist us in that healing. And I thank God for the doctors. But I was like, wow, this woman of God. And she, I don't know if she felt that way about herself, but this woman of God, she probably thought she couldn't be touched by the enemy. And that's a mistake that we should, as Christians, not even believe or think. But in that level, like, she probably was like, well, I can't be touched by the enemy. My husband's an apostle, you know. She grew up in the church from as far as I know. So she's like, this really is not going to even be an issue because I'm God's child. Well, it was an issue. And if she would have got help from the doctor sooner, it wouldn't have gotten to that point. But for some people, it might have to get to that point where, hey, okay, this is not working. I have to go to the doctor. And I was like, wow, she let it get to that point where she couldn't even walk. And I feel like, in a way, she had a blind faith in just that everything was going to go her way. But I think her story is great because, you know, I can connect and relate to her story. And I don't know if anybody else can, but a lot of people judge you and they say, well, you're not eating right. You're not doing certain things right. Well, maybe you're not altogether healthy. Maybe you're not doing everything right. But you lived this long, so many years, and why would the cancer just pop up just out of nowhere at a certain point in your life? So I don't think we should judge people because, you know, maybe they got sick and maybe God didn't do it the way that you would think he would do it. And I feel like there's a certain level of judgment there from the church and from onlookers and people just saying, well, that's the pastor's wife. There's no way she could go through that. Or that's the pastor. There's no way he can get sick. Like, people get sick. People go through different trials and challenges. We, just because we're people of God, that does not make us immortal. That doesn't make us untouchable and unable to be harmed in any way. So we need to take that stigma away. And we need to believe and trust God as well as use the resources that God has for us, which may be the doctors. So I was just very compelled by her story, and I was just surprised that she let things get so far. And I know that she believed and had faith, but sometimes God just doesn't work in the way that we expect him to work. But he still worked it out, and she's doing great now. And he worked it out in my life too. It was unexpected. It was out of nowhere. I wasn't even in the age group to even for the average person to get cancer. I was not in that age group. So it was a shock and surprise to me. And at that point, I was like, I don't know if God will use his miracle working power in that way to just make the tumor go away because it was so huge. But he still used his hand, and I still had faith and believed that he was going to get me through. And I can't say my faith was unwavering. Like, I was totally like, yeah, I'm going to be fine. I did question God. I was like asking God, what did I do? And why do I have to go through all of this? All of those things were going through my head. I'm only human. But God puts us through these challenges for a reason. And for me, I have to say that God put me through that challenge, and he took something away from me, but he gave something so huge back to me. He gave me my life back, my joy back, and my dreams back. And I realized just how precious life was. And I no longer looked at what I didn't have, but I looked at all the blessings I did have. So in that way, God was really working a miracle in my life when I went through what I went through with cancer. So I wanted to share her story. And just for all the people that are saints and saved and looking on the outside, judging people. I'm not saying all you guys are judging people, but some of you guys are judging, saying certain things, and you might not know the full story. You're looking on the outside and you don't know 100% the details. And then we have this impression that the pastors and their wives and their families can't go through any type of problems whatsoever. And some saints can't go through any type of problems, or there's something wrong. And we need to just blast that impression right now. Let that impression go. And just pray for the people of God, no matter what they're going through, if they're high up or if they're just a saint in the church. Everybody is beautiful and precious in the sight of God. So we need to remember that. We need to pray for each other. We need to love on one another. And we don't need to judge each other. Because people, sometimes you feel like, I can't really tell anybody I'm sick, because they're going to come up with these judgments. You're supposed to be able to tell your brother or sister in the Lord that you're going through something, and without them having that judgment, as the world would have judgment against you. So that's something that we need to work on. So I pray for us as the body of Christ. I pray for us brothers and sisters and saints, because before I got sick, I'm sure, you know, I've had my own opinions of what I thought certain people were going through, and I was wrong. I was wrong for having those thoughts and opinions. And until you go through it, sometimes you don't get it. Just like until Lady Price went through what she went through, she may have thought things should have went a certain way and she didn't get it. But now she gets it in her own way through her own story and what she went through. So it's all about perspective, but it's all about faith, and it's all about giving people the benefit of the doubt. We're not judging people. We're praying for people. We're loving people. Because we're all human and we're all trying to get through, no matter what title or position you have in the church, no matter how long you've been saved. Things happen to you in life, and God moves in his own way. He's not going to move in what you think he should do. And he may move it within the, like the old Bible stories, and then he may move in a modern way through modern medicine. But just thank God that he moved, and he loves you, and he's on your side.
We want to thank you for joining us here on The Mix. This is CBiz Media and ADI Entertainment, and I'm Irene. We want to thank you for listening again. And if you'd like to send us any donations or correspondence, or you'd like to be on the show, you can go to our PayPal. You can send us donations via PayPal at commbiz2004@yahoo.com. If you have any questions, comments, you need more information, give us a call or send us a text at 313-681-1521. That's 313-681-1521. Or you can check out some of what we do on cbiztvonline.com. Also join us on Facebook at cbiztv and media online.